All right, guys, I think I did it.
Roberto?
Cool. Jeremy, are you there?
I am.
Hey, there you are.
Perfect. All right, so let's chat.
Okay.
Jeremy
cool.
here. Yes.
All right, so Sean, Jeremy and I, we shared the latest quote after we clarified the needs, well, based off what we needed based on our lease. And so that's the one you just sent this afternoon, correct?
For the package policy, yeah. And that was also
yes.
including the work comp from Friday that we discussed.
Okay.
And work comp was a separate proposal, right?
Separate policy, yeah.
Okay. So our concern was on the work comp section because it's considerably higher than one we got from Travelers on Friday. Does it affect the rate when I see you have a multiplier on revenue or on payroll? The members, the owners, are not on payroll. So our payroll is considerably less than I think you might have calculated, and I didn't know if that might make the difference. But we got a quote of $31.41 from Travelers that we can forward to you if need be. I think our accountant has it. She sent it out last week or on Friday, but it's considerably lower. And our all-in for both policies last year was around $11.5. I'm not sure why Patricia just decided to try and stick us this year, but we really want to try and get in around $12,000 for everything.
Well, how much growth did you guys experience in the past year? Because it's all going to be based on payroll.
How much was payroll last year?
No, I'm saying it's all going to be based on payroll. So it's going to differ from year to year. It's going to be based on how many employees you have and how much you're paying those employees.
Yeah, payroll this year runs about $7,000 a week. Payroll last year probably ran 12 because both Roberto and Alex were on.
All right. So the thing with that, what you're showing me with Travelers or what you're telling me with Travelers leading me to believe that probably the owners and officers are not going to be covered under that plan, which is fine. You guys can exclude yourselves if you choose to. But as I explained to Roberto last week, it's Maryland. Whether you pay yourself less or more, the minimum payroll amount that they will charge for an owner or officer in Maryland for anyone in the restaurant industry will be on average $57,200 per officer or owner.
Well, the funny thing is officers and or owners that are members of the LLC by virtue of the fact they receive a K-1 are disqualified from all workmen's for unemployment and workmen's comp claims because they're owners. It's an investment. They get a K-1, as you know. And you're not eligible for it. I wonder why they tack you for investor or owner.
No, I don't think that's the case, but Roberto and I discussed it last week, and he did want to be covered for any slip and falls that may occur on the property for him and Juan and yourself. But it's not mandatory. And if you guys are carrying health care elsewhere, all that you have to do is be able to furnish that, and you have the choice as an owner or officer to exclude yourself from coverage. The other component is, Roberto, we did a little bit of math together last week, and based on the number of employees, we had come up with like $585,000 for payroll.
Right? Well, I can tell you, our payroll is now $7,500 a week, Roberto. How do you come up with that number?
I mean, just an estimate. So, I mean, the thing is, Sean, I was basing it off the previous payrolls where Alejandro, myself, and the other owner were a part of it, and we're not W-2 employees, number one, anymore. And also this other person will be off of the payroll, and either Jeremy, Juan, or myself will be on payroll.
All right. That changes everything then. So let's get as accurate as possible, because I know that, you know, last year is no guarantee of performance this year. If times get hard, you might even find yourself cutting employees, reducing your payroll, but it's all going to even out at the end of the year. We just don't want to undercharge preliminarily, because once the audit is performed annually, then if we undercharge for that year, then you'd have to make up for the difference the following year. Right? So it all averages out eventually. Because to be perfectly honest with you, the rates are set by NCCI. So they're almost identical, maybe a slight fluctuation between insurers, but it's the National Council on Compensation Insurance that's setting rates between different industries. Like everybody in the restaurant industry, you should have very similar.
What's the multiplier of 1.07?
That's the rate factor for everyone in the restaurant.
All right. Well, I'd be curious to see what happens if you plug in 390,000, because for the last 8 months of this year, since March 15th, our payroll has gone down to about $7,500 a week, which is 390. Alex and Roberto have health insurance and are in the process of collecting new health insurance now during open enrollment. So if the idea for them to be covered under workers' comp was to cover medical bills and not to give them a payday so they don't have to work again, my suggestion would be that we all take ourselves off and make sure we're covered in health for health insurance in case of an accident.
So Roberto, last conversation we had estimated about 25 employees. Does that still sound about right?
Roberto?
Yeah, so that's correct.
But they're not full-time.
They're not full-time. The 25 are not full-time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it matters more about the payroll. So the trend that you've been noticing, Jeremy, is about $7,500 a week in payroll, right?
Yeah, and that's what the accountant calculated for payroll that was due tomorrow, which we've been debating about, you know, since Friday. And she said, hey, I can't run payroll without workers' comp insurance. I'm getting a quote right now from Travelers. So she used the actual payroll number from payroll for this 2 week pay period, which is $15,000 for 2 weeks, $7,500 a week, $390,000 a year. So
that's where we see the reduction pretty much.
Well, yeah, you can't base it on what you got. Because you had Angel, you had Alex, you were all W-2 employees. You had two or three executives taking fast salaries out of that place.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't translate that over to Sean in our previous conversations.
What do you think it's going to do to the rate, Sean? Do you have any idea, or do you have to go to a computer?
I mean, I'm not a computer right now, but if you have something that you can share with me over email, I'd like to take a look at it, because there's more to it than that. You can be insured by workers' comp, but you can also have an incredibly high deductible, or you can have no deductible at all. So it really depends. Mm-hmm. You can be insured at the territory limit to the state, or you can be insured at the lease. is mandated.
What is the chance? Hey, what is the chance of a workman's comp claim in the restaurant industry in Maryland?
I would say it's probably pretty good relative to other industries. I mean, certainly higher
than a percentage. What percentage makes a claim annually of your customers? 10%? 8%?
I mean, I would think somewhere around there. It's going to be not as dangerous as other professions where you're, you know, climbing scaffolding or up on top of a roof. But we do get a fair amount of flips in the system.
What's our deductible on this policy?
Oh, right now you don't have any at all.
And what are the deductible ranges go?
It's basically 500 intervals all the way up to 2,500.
And that's per claim?
Per claim, yes.
We should be at 1,500.
What's your rationale behind that?
My rationale is 10% chance of someone making a claim at best. I don't think we've made a claim in the last 5 years, have we, Roberto?
No. Nope. We have not had a claim in the past 5 years, from my understanding.
It also depends if you have everybody in the restaurant under one class code, or if you have payroll divided between, you know, employees in the restaurant industry versus X amount of payroll for clerical, administrative type positions.
There aren't any, really. The only one is our accountant.
Well, listen, as it stands right now, the adjustments that I've made, and you know, I appreciate the fact that you're letting me know about a traveler's quote. The price doesn't tell me anything. So I'd definitely like to take a look at it. What we're standing at now, if we reduce payroll down to $390,000, would be you guys are wanting to finance monthly, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
For the first.
Okay. So then it would be roughly $366 and $75. Owners and officers.
Total.
Some coverage, and then that includes a $1,500 deductible.
What's the annual total?
$4,400 approximately.
44?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Oh, I can hear you better now.
Yeah.
Okay. Roberto, are you in communication with Melissa?
100%.
Can you have her forward you the traveler's quote and have her send it over to Sean?
To Sean? Yeah. Or, let me get going on that right now. As a matter of fact, I don't think she shared that with us through email, right?
Yeah. Have her send it to you, and then you send it to Sean, and do it immediately so he can have it, because he's got a life to go home to too.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, there's usually more to it than that. I probably wouldn't be surprised if it was the statutory limits, which are much lower coverage. You guys now would be eligible eventually for an experience mod, but you're too new in business that you can qualify for one. And it's basically the longer you're in business, NCCI will give you an experience mod. Basically, not having work comp claims will get you some credit over time. But since your organization was just started this year, you're probably not even on record with NCCI yet.
Well, I'm not sure because two of the three owners of this new entity are the same operators of the business over the last 5.5 years. So Roberto and Alex are the same operators. The licenses were held in Alex's name, who is Juan A. Lopez, A for Alex. So I don't. Maybe they did get some discounts because they've been in business.
And if that's the case as well, then that's a discussion that I can have with our underwriter tomorrow to see if they're willing to extend some credit. But if the business itself, and I understand what you're saying about the owners and operators having prior experience in the restaurant industry, but they're rating based on the entity and how long the entity has been in business. So is it Reba's Restaurant Ventures LLC doing business as Senor Tequila's?
No, so, it's not the same entity.
No.
Rebus is new. Just happens to be, two of the members were
right.
Members of. Two of the members were members of Senor Tequila's of Maryland.
Yeah, so when we're looking up the experience mod with NCCCI, we're referencing the EIN number.
Okay.
And I've already
done that.
Because you guys are...
All right, well, you got us down to 44 so far, so let Roberto get the copy of the quote from Melissa for Travelers and have him forward that over to you. And then if you can have a talk with your underwriters in the morning, we can hopefully get something inked tomorrow morning, and we'll run payroll tomorrow then, Roberto.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean, cool question. Let's say today we were to sign up and we still got some things up in the air. So that we could run our first payroll and our staff isn't, I guess it's not, they're not getting paid several days later. The question here, Sean, is there any way we can get it going and then tomorrow we'll come back and adjust as necessary based on what we've spoken and things that will still get resolved tomorrow?
I mean, you can make modifications to the coverage limits throughout the policy term, but as far as like applying a credit, I'm not certain. That may be.
And could you get back to us tomorrow? When do your managers come or your underwriters? Could you potentially get back to us in by noon?
Yeah.
All right, Roberto, why don't we just hold off till noon? Hopefully he'll get back to us before noon, and then we'll make a decision and we can get paperwork signed and immediate. When we sign, as soon as we sign, we get a policy number?
Yeah, I have a certificate produced for you right away. But ultimately,
okay.
Guys, I mean, you want to choose the person you're doing business with based on how responsive and knowledgeable they are. Because if you're undercharged the first year and they input wrong information, then you're gonna owe more money on the back end. So it's not necessarily a good thing to pay less.
Yeah, I guess
they're not going to match the audit the following year.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea for us to get the policy, the traveler's quote over to you and see if there's anything that helps, and then we'll understand it. But Roberto, we're just going to have to punt, man. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon and run payroll.
Hey, hold on, Jeremy. I'm sending you guys something right now, but it's Sean, do you receive text messages here?
Not after hours, no. So email is the best way to read.
I can email you this.
Well, he still can't make any adjustments until he talks to his underwriters.
To his underwriter? Okay.
He's going to have to talk to somebody else tomorrow morning in order to come down on price. Or to make an adjustment. He's done all he can do.
So let me ask you this. Two out of the three owners, how long have they been in business? How long have they been in the restaurant industry?
Alejandro Lopez has run Señor Tequila's for 15 years. Year one to year 10 was in Wisconsin, and then year 11 to 15 was here in Germantown, Maryland, Virginia, Ashburn, Sterling, and Fairfax locations. They have four Señor Tequilas here in the East Coast. So 15 years, right. And his brother, Roberto, nine.
So first location, you said, was Wisconsin, 2005.
No, 2002 until 2012. So 10 years.
Okay.
Okay, and you said 2011 to 2015 was which location?
So then in 2000, go ahead, yep.
Germantown, Fairfax, Ashburn, and Sterling, four locations. They opened four restaurants in 2011 or 2015 and 16.
How many work comp losses during that time period?
Zero to my knowledge. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of document that outlines the loss history?
What kind of loss exactly?
No, listen, Roberto. He wants to know, do you have any documentation that says we've had zero workman comp claims since we opened our policy with X, Y, and Z?
No, but I mean, it was also, I don't have that, but the answer to that is, it was also with ear insurance, so I don't know if there's something you can do about it, Sean, and then, you know, to come to a better conclusion, pretty much from your own company, insurance company.
That's a possibility. Would we look under the name of Señor Tequilas or a different entity?
Yeah. No, you would look under Señor Tequilas of Germantown or Señor Tequilas of Maryland. And then you'd also look under Señor Tequilas of Sterling, Ashburn, Fairfax. That's how they named them.
Oh, okay. So it's like Señor Tequilas, Ashburn, INC,
yeah.
Or LLC.
So, yep, they're all – so Señor Tequilas of Ashburn, Inc., Señor Tequilas of Sterling, Inc., and Señor Tequilas of Maryland, Inc., and Señor Tequilas of Fairfax, Inc.
That's a great idea. I think I may be able to.
Roberto, way to go, brother.
Now, who's the other gentleman that's been in on the business? You said two out of three owners.
That's one. Juan Alejandro Lopez. He's the older brother of Roberto, and he started Señor Tequilas in what's the name of the city in Wisconsin?
That was in Appleton.
Appleton, yeah, Appleton, Wisconsin. And I don't know what his history was, and I definitely don't know who insured him.
Okay. You know what? I think Erie is active in Wisconsin as well, so maybe there's an opportunity that he also had insurance back in the day with Erie.
I just don't know the name of the owner entity that Señor Tequilas of Appleton was housed under.
Okay. So Sterling location is defunct now, right? It's out of business.
Just recently. You probably had 7 months of policy this year.
Okay. All right. Well, then this makes things interesting. I had thought that the owners of Señor Tequilas had sold the business to you all, and this was your first go at running a restaurant.
Nope.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I think things are a little more clear.
I have a document that we put together that shows the wealth of restaurant experience. Would you like me to forward that to you? I did it for our landlord in order to get us approved to take over the lease, and it got Wells Fargo Bank comfortable enough to give us a lease.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was asking questions to Roberto, and you know, he was already on the up and up about the alcohol awareness program, the annual oven and grill cleaning contract, having update fire extinguishers. So the more processes that you have outlined, you know, to avoid work-related injuries and to properly train employees, you know, not to overserve patrons and stuff like that, that all, as much of that as you have documented, would help the underwriters feel great.
Okay. I am sending you a qualification summary that was distributed back in the middle of October. And we'll give you the entire history of both gentlemen as far as their restaurant experience, okay?
That sounds good. So now that I have a little bit more information to explain to our underwriter, I'm a little bit more optimistic that, you know, maybe we can apply a credit or an experience mod.
Yeah, I think if there's anybody to do one, these guys have definitely earned it. So I just titled it Qualification Summary and responded to you. If you could get back to us in the morning, I don't have anything yet from Melissa, but as soon as we get that quote, that Roberta lands the quote from her, from Travelers, we'll send that to you as well. And let's
hey, Jeremy, if you don't mind, I've sent it to your text, to you, Jeremy, via text message, and I've sent it to Sean to his email address.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And then we're also looking for the VIN numbers for the commercial vehicles that are.
Yeah, I'll go outside and send those over to you. But I think the workers' comp was the one we were mostly worried about, because the vehicles are not really moving right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at what you said now. This is the statutory limit. So it's not gonna meet the lease requirements. Their coverage is 100,000, ours is 1,000,000. So that's where the difference is.
This has 500,000.
Yeah, that's the max per incident. It's 100,000 per incident. So
we're
doing 1,000,000 per incident, 1,000,000.
Yeah,
per
I can't incident. Hear you, man. I'm having trouble hearing. I can hear you sometimes, and another time it sounds like you're not near the microphone.
Yeah, your policy asks for 1,000,000 across the board. So we're doing 1,000,000 per accident, 1,000,000 per employee, 1,000,000 per policy limit.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, see what you can do in the morning. Get with your underwriters and get back with us hopefully by noon tomorrow. We'll pull the trigger really quick. And then noting that experience, see if that has anything to do with adjusting the price of our other insurances with you.
Sure. We'll give it a shot.
One more thing is our Hansel system was tested under a month ago. Same thing with our extinguishers. And our sprinkler system has been tested this year as well. So all those things were 100% compliant with. I can send you the ServSafe certificates for many members of our staff. And what else would you want to send over to you?
That all sounds great. I mean, I'll gladly share it with the underwriter. And if they ask for something different, then I'll let you know. But, you know, I'll gladly present that as a case. But, yeah, so, I mean, the worst that they can say is no. I'll make a case for you guys to see what
we
can do.
I'll send that information over to you, Sean. It would be greatly appreciated if you can help us out.
I would love to. But the quote you're sharing with me now is the statutory limits. That's not going to meet the lease requirements.
Okay. Thanks. We'll look to talk to you late morning, hopefully, and we'll make a decision then. And thank you for your time. Have a good night, okay?
We'll talk to you then.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.